Hi, welcome to the Mohua Show. My name is Mohua Chinnappa and I am an author, entrepreneur and ex-housewife. This podcast is about everything from business to technology to arts to lifestyle, but done and spoken, imandari se.
Hi, in today's episode, we have with us Amit Hansraj, the founder of an absolutely amazing brand called Inca. And so Amit is going to tell us, he's a rebooter just like me. So that's why this conversation is extremely, from my heart. So Amit, you need to tell me a little bit about starting your brand Inca among so many other brands in India. Where did you find the courage and at what age did you reboot?
Thank you, Mahua, for having me. And this is the first time we kind of are having a almost like a face-to-face conversation via technology. How should I say? I mean, I don't know how it all started. It was one of the most organic things that happened in my life. I had no intentions to start a brand, as I told you earlier. Having said that, I was always in love with fashion and I wanted to work, always wanted to work in fashion ever since I was growing up. But I didn't have a clear answer that, what is it in fashion that I wanted to do? I wanted to actually experience each and every part of it. So that's how my journey started over 20 years ago. And, and then somehow by the end of 2019, I was feeling a certain fatigue setting in. I felt that I needed to recharge my batteries. I was kind of almost falling out of love with fashion. And I was really, really not very happy with that idea because I didn't know what else to do. So I thought that 2020 is going to be the year where I'm going to take a sabbatical, reboot, recharge my energy, and then get back into fashion. Somehow, as everybody knows, the moment we entered into 2020, lockdown happened. And, before that, I was actually living in Mumbai. And in January of 2020, I decided to move back to Delhi. And March, the lockdown happened. For the first month and a half, I was actually okay. I was not getting any FOMO because I'd already chalked out that 2020 is going to be my year of like taking a break. Having said that, I think by the time it was May or June, I was getting restless like everybody else. We didn't know what to do. I was also getting a little bit of professional insecurity was also setting in. I also realized that I had become unemployable because, for various reasons, once you've worked in an industry for 20 plus years, people find it difficult to employ you full time. So all these thoughts were in the back of my mind. Another very interesting thing that when I moved from Bombay to Delhi, my luggage, my stuff got stuck in Bombay because I was like, I'll just organize it. And for the first 2 months, I was just staying with friends and everything. And then I was in this new house that I had rented with absolutely no furniture, maybe like very, very bare minimum basic furniture. I still live in the same house, was a mid-century kind of a house, which I love. I've always loved living in the mid-century kind of homes, which are sadly kind of getting turned into monstrous builder flats now. But anyway, I found one and by the time it was May, June, I just to keep myself occupied, I was trying to do different things. I didn't know what to do because everything was shut. What was happening at the same time, I was getting calls from a lot of people, they were getting kind of fired from their jobs because, even the big brands, even the designers were finding it very difficult to retain people with no solution on the horizon and they had no idea what was going on. So a lot of people, so I got a call from like a tailor master, pattern maker, and he was like, that I may have to go back to my hometown because there is no employment and I don't think I'll be able to afford to live in Delhi because I have no job. simultaneously, you know, there was like a graphic designer who had called me and said, if there is any project you would like to do it, blah, blah, blah. And also at the same time, I was also trying to figure out what to do to keep myself occupied. So I thought, okay, so I took photographs of this beautiful old terrazzo flooring in my house. And I sent that email to the graphic designer. And I was like, I don't want anything. I just want the same photograph to be converted into a print. I thought I will start by making curtains for my living room because my living room had no curtains at that point of time. He said, fine, it can happen. You know, that was the time I actually realized the benefit of technology, because before that I was kind of anti-techie, that no, I want to do everything by hand, blah, blah, blah. I think it was VFast, the app. So everything happened via VFast. So the guy made, the graphic designer made the file. He mailed it to me. I bought the fabric from somebody I knew who had a warehouse in Old Delhi. So he sent it across to me via VFast. I sent it for printing via VFast. So basically I landed up with this 20 meters of this beautifully printed fabric, which matched my floor exactly. And then I thought that maybe let me, instead of making curtains out of it, let me make a few clothes. I also enjoy photography. I have varied interests. So I thought that maybe I will just call one of my friends and do a beautiful shoot of her laying on the floor in the same terrazzo and on the, you know, just out of boredom. I don't know what really happened. I made an Instagram account and I called it Inca. The name Inca has been with me for many, many, I don't know, for as long as I remember, which is, as I told you in a private conversation, means incarnation, because I am a man of many interests. I like to do multiple things at the same time. And I also don't like the idea that, you know, you have to like perfect one thing and move on to the other. I am a very curious person.
I need our listeners to know that, you know, in this world of designers, and I love fashion and I love anything that is out of India, because I think Indian designers are really at par, you know, if not at par, they're much better than any of the designers across the world. I think so. They're the best. And, but so many of them are such, there's so much of snobbery attached with all their art. And with you, you know, it's been so organic, my equation with you. You know, the way you've answered back, the way you've spoken. And I think that speaks volumes about you as a person. The fact that, you know, you will gift a person something and say that you enjoy gifting, because I'm like that. And there are very few people I meet who are, you know, they're okay to not expect anything back in return and give a gift to a stranger and say, you know, and make that person's day. So Amit, I mean, kudos to you. This is such an honor for me to have you on my show today. And this is for all my listeners to know that I will endorse your brand forever. Of course, I love the designs. I love the fabric. I love how it falls on me. But above all, Inca represents the man, Amit Hansraj, who I think, I'm very sure, you know, you represent really incarnation, like you've said, because I'm sure there have been, I don't know if you were always like this from the start, but what I know of you today is a man who's seriously a nice, good guy.
How kind of you. But it's also the energy that I got from you when we spoke for the first time. I don't think it happens with everybody. Like, this is not how I am. I guess there are a lot of people who may not like me and may think that I have some weird snobbish attitude. But I think we just feed off each other's energy. And I also feel it happened because I am in my 40s and I have the great gift of experience that life can give you. And that's what makes us who we are now.
Absolutely. You can say that again and again, because I have so many people who ask me, I rebooted also in my 40s and my late 40s, you know, and I often look back as to and I walked into a technology space of which I wasn't at all aware, right? A podcast is absolutely technical. And, you know, I was not at all on any social media, nothing. And I joined it so late in life. And I just think that this is the right time in my life because the maturity and the grace that comes with life's experiences, battles, you know, rejections, disappointments, and good times is what makes us matured. Not everybody, but I, for myself, for sure, I can, I have gratitude today for getting the second chance in life. So I, you know, for me, it was so amazing when you said, because I did not know, I thought Inka was always with you. And you said, this is a second calling of yours. So I would love you to tell me a little bit about the brand. I mean, how do you get that fabric so buttery?
So I don't have a muse in my mind. Okay. You know, when you talk to creative people, especially designers, they always say, oh, I designed for this woman. I don't design for any woman. I design for a mood. Okay. My thing is the emotion. So it's the mood I want. And also, of course, I imagine myself wearing Inka as well. And, it's all about non-agenda, when you don't have any agenda to look, things that you do for yourself, like you are sitting at home, having your coffee or reading a book and just wearing something which makes you feel beautiful. That is the emotion I have behind making the clothes that I do. And because, you know, you can go out and you can, there is no end to all the bells and whistles that you can add to yourself to look like a Christmas tree, which is also a great aesthetic. I have nothing against that. But what you do when you don't have to show yourself to anybody, when you do it just for your own self, I feel that is extremely underrated. Because, you know, ghar pe, we are all wearing torn t-shirts and this and that. And the moment you have to step out, you have your, you know, fancy things. I think pandemic also taught us that we have to give time to ourselves. Feed ourselves with everything, things of beauty, things that we enjoy, things that are slow. That is true luxury. So that is the basic, in a nutshell, the emotion behind Inka.
Tell me a little bit about the sensibility, Amit. From whom have you inherited, or was it just natural for you? Or, you know, you probably saw your mother dress up really well. For me, my sensibility with colors, I found that I follow what my mother wore, you know, my father wore. They always wore very, very subtle, you know, almost Western colors. I've never seen my mother wear a very dark red or a purple or a, not that purple is a bad color, it's really in now. But she's always worn these very subtle shades. So I find myself buying a lot of whites and beiges and grays and blues. So what about you?
I think a lot of my influence comes from my exposure to Hindi cinema of the late 70s and early 80s. It was very garish, but it's basically Parveen Babi. Everything, my whole aesthetic was defined by the way she, not just the kind of clothes she wore, but her entire demeanor of a sure-footed woman who never did anything stupid. She didn't have, if you notice, and I've gone in depth to study what made me attract to that image of Parveen Babi. She wore minimal jewelry. She had her hair in the same style throughout her career. She never wore too many clashy colors together. She didn't wear a lot of prints, although I do prints. But you know that whole thing of wearing monotone? I think monotone, long neck, a little hint of cleavage, but the entire demeanor of Parveen Babi. I think that has been the biggest influence. Second influence, I would say, so they're all kind of related, were the Air India calendars and Air India posters of beautiful, beautiful women, even though 80s hairdo, we all know how crazy it was. But like women draped in beautiful, just monotone satin, slightly diffused Gautam Rajadhyaksha kind of lighting, You know, that whole thing. And the third was Garden Varelli ads. You remember those Garden Varelli ads? Those three, yes, with beautiful Madhu Sapre, with beautiful Lina and hair pulled back. No extra jewelry, no extra tamasha, beautifully like halter blouses and just prints and waves of prints and beautiful satin. So I think those were three very, very, very important influences that kind of set my aesthetic. And then after that, when I grew a little older and I realized that there is something called fashion and one can work in it, I started, of course, buying Femina because that was the only thing accessible to us. And, you know, there was this issue, and then I opened, and then there was this stunning, stunning image of Madhu Sapre. Madhu Sapre, again, as a model, was like a huge influence. In a seashell bikini top, almost like a seashell bra, with a beautiful chiffon, blue chiffon thing, standing by the pool. And I was like, what the hell is this? I have never seen, because usse pehle we were seeing a lot of like embroideries and, you know, and I was like, what is this? This is so beautiful. And I saw and said, designer, it's Wendell Rodericks. So after that, I think Wendell Rodericks really, really, helped me figure out my aesthetic, because I was just over and over and over again gravitating towards the imagery that was coming out at that point from his studio. So yeah, so those are some of the major design influences.
Oh, I really love Wendell Rodericks too. And, you know, I have some of his very, very old pieces that I used to put my money together to buy. I have quite a few of them, and I've not been able to give it away because, again, like I said, I have a white linen jacket that, you know, I had got from him, and I used to wear it over my denims. Of course, I was many kilos lesser at this time. And so, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. So tell me a little bit, you know, I mean, when I look at the brand Inca, what I love about it is this, that I'm never ever worried to buy of how it will fit. It just falls on me, right? And so what it does to me is this, especially for me personally, I am going through this whole phase where I'm on medication and I put on weight, and I, of course, I feel extremely depressed because I love fashion. I love dressing up. I love putting things together for myself. And today I'm a little restricted because there are many things that don't look like the way I would want to look at. But with your brand, it just, everything is anti-fit, if I may use that word. Was that a very conscious decision, knowing that today people are talking about, you know, bodies and acceptance of bodies, or was it just by chance?
No, it wasn't by chance. It was a very, very conscious decision because, you know, my own body changed over the years, and I realized that, you know, the kind of clothes that I used to enjoy wearing, I don't enjoy wearing them anymore, even if I get them made in my size. I still don't like the way those kind of styles fit me. But at the same time, you know, this whole anti-fit. So, yeah, so, you know, so this anti-fit thing has been going on for a while, and which I'm fine with. But I realize that everybody makes you look very frumpy, like very like an old maid. You know, that anti-fit was being taken into this really like a jabba that you're wearing, which has no, that you almost like a Indian version of like a bag lady, that you have nothing else to do, but you carry everything in like your bag. And I was like, no, I mean, anti-fit can still be glamorous. Ek to mera idea of glamorous is also a little different. It's not again about, you know, adding shoulder pads and this and that. It's about just feeling great. You know, the fabric, when it touches your body, the emotions that evokes in you, is what I always want to do. And it's what I do in my own personal way of dressing up, like how I dress up. It's the contact that the cloth make, the fabric makes to your body. So yes, so the decision was quite conscious to make clothes which could fit across sizes. At the same time, when I do my shoots, I don't make clothes for the model. So she wears the same size that you wear. Okay. So all my shoots are done on models with zero photoshopping. I don't do photoshopping at all. No skin, no nothing. And the same sizes that are available in my store or available anywhere. That's exactly the size that she wears, the models wear.
Wonderful. Amit, I mean, like I said, that I'm a big fan of Inka. Tell me a little bit about the entire fashion fraternity. How have you been accepted in the big boy gang? Or is there a big boy gang? I've heard that there is, a fashion gang in which you probably have to make an inroad. And how much true? And have you broken into it?
You know, the best part of starting in your 40s is that you don't care about all these things. I don't want to be a part of any group. I don't have such ambitions, Mahua. I mean, had I started my brand when I was in my 20s, maybe yes. Maybe I would have pined to be a part of big magazine articles and to hobnob with all those, you know, big A-list designers. I'm not doing it. My reasons are different. And, you know, getting that kind of media attention is not on my agenda at all. So, yeah, I mean.
You've really made your mark. I can see that already.
Have I? Thank you.
Yes. And I have to tell you this, that I found your piece in Bangalore in a store and your first piece is with me. It's a red and black.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I did not know how to get in touch with you. And I think just by chance, I found you and we spoke and, you know, and then the rest is history, of course. You'll find.
But isn't that beautiful? Because I think, there is so much everywhere that sense of discoverability, you know, that when you go out and discover something and buy something which you've never heard of, is just such a beautiful feeling. And then you feel that you, in your own way, are a part of that particular brand's journey. And I find that very, very enjoyable. That is why even on my social media, I don't put everything out there, long, long days of like absolutely no post, no nothing, because there's just too much noise everywhere.
Lovely. So Amit, I think, the last question that I have in my mind, that what would you tell people who are rewriting their lives all over again? People who want to reboot and start something completely different. What are those golden words that you would want to share with them?
One is do not carry your experience as a baggage. Carry it as a medal. That is very, very important, because I feel that, you know, when you start late, there is a lot of experience, good, bad, ugly, that you have. Don't become cynical. One shouldn't become cynical, and the sense of curiosity should always be there. Just because one has experienced different things in life doesn't make that you lose your sense of curiosity. When you say, mujhe pata hai, agar main ye karunga to ye hoga. Don't go with that attitude. So that is the biggest thing I would say. Use your experience as to garnish the new experiences that you're creating.
Thank you. That was amazing. And this is Amit Hansraj from the brand Inka. If you haven't already just bought all the pieces off the racks, then, you know, you're really missing out on something, and wishing Inka all the best. And thank you, Amit, for being in today's podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mahua. It was such a fun kind of banter.
To you, our dearest listeners, you can find us on your favorite streaming services, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, and of course on all other major streaming services. With loads of love, we are The Mahua Show, where we talk imandari se.